Thanks for being on the Overcome Our Hour show. I'm with my co-host and friend, Mike Wood Sr., the living legend. Mr. Winter himself came here. This up.
You can't mess that up.
I think it did. Donna Spangler, Gloria Lawrence. Lots of them. Hey, guys, just be glad we are on the journey to the cross.
Mm.
I have been waiting for this for such a long time. It's so nerve-wracking to set up a month-long of... I shouldn't say nerve-wracking. There's a lot to it to set up a month-long preaching series before Resurrection Sunday, because I don't want to miss anything. So I met Mike's last night, and I'm going back and forth in my Bible and all this, so I don't know. Does that make any sense?
It did make sense.
We got plenty of content today. That's for dang sure. Start us out with prayer, Mike. Dear, we got a roll.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for allowing us to get up this morning and get up here and spread the gospel with Pastor Pat. We ask that you protect and guide and keep us all safe today as our children go to school and as others go to work. Thank you for everything you do in our lives. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Say hello to Tiffany Short. Thank you for being on the show. All right. Now we're kind of settled in. The wind stopped blowing in the studio. Ooh, nice backdrop, Mike.
Yeah.
Resurrection Sunday. Journey to the cross. That's what we're on. There should be no reason anyone. We'll say hello to Heather Tabers. And your family, Gary Harden's watching the show. Send your prayer request up. Chad Davis saying hello to you. Let's see. I put on my best wool hat this morning because the wind was blowing so much.
Well, that's
Dennis Shriver from Mexico Mo. I guarantee. Excuse me. I'll guarantee the wind is blowing in Mexico, Missouri. I've been up there at this time of the year. It is crazy. There ain't nothing to block the wind up in Mexico. You think my farm's breezy? You get up there, man, there's acreage that goes on for thousands of acres up in Mexico. I love Mexico, Missouri. And got some family and friends up there.
I worked up in Mexico.
Yeah, what a beautiful place that is. Laura Wyatt. It's been long in Paris all night. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, man, there is some coyote hunting in Mexico, Missouri. Oh my gosh, they hunt coyotes up there like crazy. Anyways, I'm pretty warm. Are you?
I'm warm, very warm. It's nice. You got the heat on today.
Heat on in here. Trying to think of what we can talk about before we get into the prayer request. We're going to be for sure this month. You're going to get the you're going to get the spice of life because we're going to go Old Testament, New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop you. You would have just went on all day at your kitchen table with all the stuff you had. It's easy to get hooked up into Isaiah and Exodus and where else was you?
Well, man, Hebrews.
Hebrews everywhere. So. There's a lot of content.
Matthew. Yeah, man.
Will you just tell them to be here this month so we can just walk this in? And then, obviously, guys, in there, you have not only Resurrection Sunday, but you have Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Palm Sunday, and then all the lead up on what Jesus was doing before he came to the cross. And it's important. I'm trying to settle my spirit into this whole month. Have we ever been where there's a month where there's 5 weeks and at the end it's Easter?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So that would be, I mean, just think about that. If you was to look at a calendar, there's five Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's five Sundays in March. And has Easter ever been in March?
I
don't know that.
Don't know.
All right, you guys can help us out. It's a lot of stuff packed in there. Yes, we got Karen Lining on our prayer list. Yes, I talked to Dr. D last night. So did Pastor Aaron. And we're covering her in prayer. And we're going to help them. We're going to do whatever we got to do to help them guys out. We love them. And so shout out to Dr. D, Karen, and Leanna, and your family. You guys are in our prayers. You know that. We're prayer, prayer, prayer. So, all right. Well, let's just go through what we got and we'll get into it.
All right.
It's going to be a good show. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys before I forget, please share this with me. The Man Up Bible Study, and I know I'm a little early. I want to put this out here because it's really important to me. Man Up Bible Study. It is out at Moscow. Man, that's horrible looking, isn't it?
Right.
I got that. Man Up. I put U-O. Instead of P.
Yeah.
Man Up Bible Study. No. All right. Hopefully I don't butcher this. No spiritual. Is that how you don't. No spiritual sissies.
You know how to put it out there, don't you?
I don't know. I need to learn how to spell. Yeah. I'm hitting keys wrong and all kinds of stuff. But I'm happy today. I'm really happy.
Yeah, I'd be happy. Alive.
I really enjoy. I don't bust this hat out much. Did I tell you this is my new one. This is my new one. The other one you always see me in the videos and stuff is an old ragtag deal. And I don't buy the expense. Your brother-in-law gave me a Stetson hat that I do wear in the dead of winter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I can really pull it down like almost over my ears. It's got a tall.
Jimmy Robinson, huh?
Yeah, it's got a tall crown in it and all that. Jimmy Robinson's tech tips with Pastor Pat. I could probably take some from Jimmy Robbins. I think he's a little tech savvy, probably. Rita Cole's on the show. My wife's probably watching me type, and she knows it's not good. Yes. Z's on! I want to take Z to my Man Up Bible Study, or Burek's Bible Study, so... Randy the Barber's going to ride with me. And we're going to go out there and we're going to barbecue before we start. It starts at 6:30. Goes from 6:30 to 7:30. I'm going to leave the house around 4:30 and get up there and barbecue. All right. I want to say hi to Debbie Kazmarzik and Gary Harden. Men must man up for God, country, and... And, man, if you haven't heard all the stuff that's going on, you better man up or we're going to lose our country. They said there's so many illegal people, illegal criminals from Venezuela in the United States now that the crime rate in Venezuela has dropped down dramatically. That's what I heard this morning.
No, yeah, I believe it.
Can you imagine that, guys? And when I was preaching about this Sunday, we ain't gonna have a republic unless we get this border stopped with these people coming in. I don't know what is it 100,000 a day or something like right now.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, it's too many.
I mean, they have overrun the whole country. I think they said. There's more illegal immigrants in here now, as we speak this morning, than 32 states in the United States of America. 32 states. We have more illegal immigrants in the country, the United States of America, than 32 states in our union.
Isn't that something?
Guys, I'm telling you, and I was preaching on this weekend. You're gonna have to kindly direct your family to vote biblical values. So let me say this again: biblical values, and how anyone gets anything other than godly wisdom out of this book. Just absolutely befuddles me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's very clear. It's very clear on let's forget about how we got here or any of that kind of stuff, and let's not make it complicated. Let's get back to the Bible. Let's get back God's people back to church and let them make godly decisions on how to resurrect this country again.
Amen.
When we're headed back to Resurrection Sunday in the March of in the March 2024, guys, we need to get back to biblical values.
Amen.
Biblical, that no one, don't fight, don't get upset, don't get crazy. All you have to do is tell your brother and sister in Christ to read their Bible. You don't have to say anything else.
Yes.
Don't fight with anybody about Republican, Democrat, this guy, that guy, this lady, that. Don't worry, don't do that. Just go, where is that in the Bible? And we'll say hello to Karen Lonnie. Good morning to you. We are praying for you dearly. All right, let's pray. Can I read these real quick, guys? There's a lot in there. All right. Send them up on the prayer wall, man. We are praying for everybody. Junie Reinwald, this is your sister-in-law. Want to pray for your daughter, Jennifer, and the grandkids. Karen Lonning, Bob Lonning. We're praying for Leanna and the kids. Everything goes well for Karen this morning. And Karen, got to talk to your husband last night in extent. We're praying for you. We're here for you. We're ready to rock and roll and get you healed up. All right. Praying for my daughter, Keelan and Taylor. Help them find a house. Help them find a house. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
House hunting, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
When you're
sure.
Young kids and you're getting a new house. So I just hope they get the right one. Well, I know they will because Keelan's been pretty good about praying and searching. We're praying for Leland, and these are some on the prayer wall, so I'm not sure who all the – Donna Weiss, we're praying for recovery. There's a person on there that's struggling a little bit mentally, praying for that. And then I have another friend that's struggling mentally, lifting that up to you. Ruth with tuberculosis. Linda Harden has a friend named Kathy. Kylie Beatty, we're praying for you. And Miss Terry Donovan, we've seen your prayer there. Crystal Waymire, we love you. We're praying for you with the loss of your mother. Cindy Ford, praying for your sister-in-law, Vicky, and Marie Conley. Brother Jerry Ford, we've seen your prayer request there. Dan Gettermeyer, we love you if you're watching the show today. Pray for healing there. My buddy John Krasinski, I'm praying for you, my brother John. Hope you're watching the show today, who just got out of a 9-hour back surgery yesterday. Mike Madelone, we're praying for you. We're praying for your wife, Angela. We're praying for Miss Donna, and we're praying for Mark. Tell everybody we love them and can't wait to see you. I know you're busy. That's kind of the way my winter was, and winter was a little weird. Miss Mary Van Griff, we're praying for Slingshot, and I think there was a couple else on the prayer wall there that we needed to lift up. All right. Keelan Raquel, we're praying for your house. Yeah, pray for them. I think they're getting closer. Dennis Shriver, praying for our daughters in Nevada to reconnect with the Lord. Yes. Debbie Kazmarzik, praying for her husband John fighting gout in his hands. Yeah, we've experienced that. Dennis Shriver, Marcy Tolis. Finally got on. Vieto O'Brien, Scott Evans, you're on. Hello, nice to see you. Praying for you. All right, Jimmy Robbins says need prayers for Mike David. Two very close friends battling alcoholism for years. Mike and David. They recently come to Christ, new in their walks, but both super fired up. That's awesome. Thank you, Jimmy, for bringing everybody out there. I've heard everything is going well. Let's pray for Franny Berger and her family with her sisters with the loss of her mom. Gloria, we're thanking God that you're up and running and feeling better. All right. Vicky said vote biblical values. They're receiving $1,000 gift card to live on every month. Yeah, that's Want to say hello to Caitlin Scrimma. Good morning to you and your family. Hold on, guys. Chad Davis praying for forgiveness, clarity, and direction.
Amen.
Michael Tucker, we see you out there. Shell Johns praying for Shell Johns' mom. Procedure went well, but she's recovering. Okay. And I got to meet her, and I think her name is Zena. That's a cool name. Laura Wyatt, we see you on the show. Gary Harden, Chad Davis, Heather Tabers, Tiffany Short, Becca Law, Donna Spangler, and Jeanette Ackerson. All right, let's see. We got three new comments, and then we can lift them up. Praying for Cheryl, EJ says, and Chad Davis for total healing on a shoulder. Is there anything more aggravating in the world than a shoulder deal? Christy Jackson, we're praying for you. And Barb Sheehan, good morning. Mike, that's it, buddy. Lift them up.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, just thank you. Thank you so much for all your praise reports we're receiving, for all the healing, for all your love, for your guidance, your protection. As we go in today, we would like special healing for a lot of people out there. We all got these needs and wants, and we know you're the one that can provide it all. We love you, and we ask you that you continue to protect us and give us the patience and the wisdom to follow you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Amen. Cheryl is her mother, that's what she said. Okay. Remind you guys, we're going to go through this list just real quick. Stay with me. Man Up Bible Study starts tomorrow. Moscow Mills, ladies, send your husbands to it. Let me say this real quick, and then I'll get off of it. Ladies, I want to ask you this question if you're watching the show here. What would be better if you could pray any prayer over your husband? It would probably be that he's the godly man that you want him to be, and he's going to take care of you, take care of your family, take care of business, and be that man. Your guys need to be at Bible studies like Man Up. We can't keep missing these Bible studies. It's this, it's that, it's the other. Here's the deal: send your husband to Moscow for the Man Up Bible study. It's 1 hour. He's rubbing shoulders with the guys, and he'll be back home. The Bible study will be over at 7:30, and be back in his car and back home. So probably even time to tuck the kids in bed. But, guys, here's the deal. We can't keep asking for guys to do stuff and take back the country, take back the families, take back the church if they're not educated in the things of God. That's what we're studying at Moscow and Greg Burek's Man Up Bible study. No spiritual sissies, please. Christina Schumacher's on the show. Good morning to you. Marianne P is watching the show. Good morning to you. So we start our journey to the cross. That's what March is all about. It's going to be five messages in there. Actually, is it five? Or does the
how many
Palm
Sundays in March? We don't have a calendar.
Throwing another one in there, Good Friday service, that makes it six.
Mm-hmm.
Six. My goodness, six resurrection messages in the month of March. I don't think I would want to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
John used to come to the Bible studies. We had a gas with John. He was good about being at Bible studies. Boom, 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 boom. Grief Share starts tomorrow, I guess. All right. Thursday for Grief Share. And Deb Mays is teaching that. She always does a good job on Bible studies.
Mm-hmm.
Youth Breakfast fundraisers, March the 3rd.
That'll be this Sunday.
That'll be this Sunday before services. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I'm loving that. Ezra Bible study starts in Moscow for 7 weeks. That looks like Sunday. Youth Troy Movies, Beauty Shop with my wife. Becca, I think Jeannie, and I don't know who's all in there, but they got the pile of people in that thing, and that starts in Westport on the 8th, and there's all kinds of stuff after that, guys. I think they got Rock and Roll Bingo with the Travelers, they got VBS Meeting, got VBS Workday, and we're going to be putting a shout-out to everybody that wants to help, like the week before Easter, to get the place looking snappy. And all the members, guys, I want to say hello to you guys again. Larry and Velma Gonzalez. And if you guys see or if you have a contact information for all these people, call them and welcome them to the church. That's awesome to have great members. Larry and Velma Gonzalez, Holly and Robert Williams, Carrie Omless and Ray Dusen, Donna Jackie Long, Jason and Lori Hug, and Bob Totter. Thank you guys for joining the church. Love you guys. Vicky says, Donna and I were talking about it last night. If you don't own or read a Bible, how do you expect to know what God wants? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll. Can we roll right into the study without pulling a muscle?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Why don't I have the scriptures? I had everything rolled out.
There they are. Isaiah 53:7 start.
Okay, you start that, Mike. Isaiah 53:7.
You know, okay. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
Oh, it's on the back.
He is brought out as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. All right.
All right, let's talk about that for just a second. And let me catch up with you. I'm sorry, guys. I'm dilly-dallying around here. All right. So there's a plethora of prophecy about the coming of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And why anybody can't see that in the book of Isaiah, that Isaiah is talking about Jesus to come. But that's another story. It says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth like a lamb. And Mike, get ready to answer a few questions about the lamb.
Okay.
That is led to the slaughter like a sheep that is before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. So this is a picture, let's just call it 800 years before Christ was born.
Okay.
It's actually about 750 to 800. This is a prophecy that Isaiah sees that's going to happen to Jesus. And Isaiah knows that in order for the Passover supper,
mm-hmm.
there had to be a lamb that had to be slaughtered,
mm-hmm.
and it had to be perfect. It had to be the best one of the flock.
Right.
And that is a word picture of the coming of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And that's just a short version. I could take you into Exodus and everything, and we're just not going to go there today for time's sake. But there's a lot of that in there about the prophecy of Jesus to come and being the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything you want to add there before we go into John? We're going into John, and we're going to open up this whole melon
the first
of stuff.
Three phases refer to what was done to him as beforehand. The humiliation, the suffering, the agony. You know, I mean, you can hardly even imagine what he went through mm-hmm. on his way to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through the streets carrying it. All right, we can go, John?
Yeah, so anyway, so now, and I'm going to be preaching on this and maybe expounding a little bit more on Sunday. And now we're going to talk about John's prophetic vision comes to life right before his eyes, really, mm-hmm. kind of, if I could say it that way.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I mean, obviously, John, you guys all know that John the Baptizer is the front runner for Jesus and all this kind of thing. So we're gonna open this up. And we're going to let it come alive. So here it is. And this is the journey to the cross with Jesus, starting out in the Jordan with John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Mike, and I might stop you along the way. So it's quite the read, but it needs to be read.
Chapter 1, the deity of Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
All right, let's stop for just a second. So, and I don't want to bust this down to where we don't make any forward progress, but the Word is described, the Word is another name for Jesus. Wasn't you going to go into a dissertation about how many names there was last night? What'd you say there was? I mean, you there was like
28 or something different. Yeah,
so there's many, many different words for Christ to describe Christ.
You know what what we talked about last night that I just never realized before was all this scripture where, you know, that all talks about the cross and coming to the cross with John, Mark, Matthew. Mm-hmm. And none of these guys argued about it. I said something, well, that isn't quite right. You know, everybody was on the
same page.
Same page. And, you know, I think a lot of times that we can refer to that as believers, you know, mm-hmm. Hey, this is what I think. You need to think this way. Mm-hmm. Well, these guys, these disciples, they didn't think that at all, you know.
Yeah,
they
amen. So let's take a look at this here. So Tara Jenkins says, good morning, everybody. I'm working, can't stay on. I work 7 days a week. Okay. Thank you, Tara, for being on the show. Mark Wan says, good morning, church family. Dennis Shriver says, Yahweh. Donna Wood says, good morning. All right. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. So let's read this again. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It says right there that Jesus is God.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word, what does it say? Was God.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus is God. The Word is Jesus, and they're one in the same. And that's the beginning, only as we know it, because there was no beginning for God.
Amen.
So that's just as we know it. Verse number 2.
The same was in the beginning with God. Okay, number 3.
Mm-hmm.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Stop. So here we go. Now he goes into saying not only is Jesus is God, Jesus was with God from the beginning as we know it. But he said everything that was made by God. Mm. And without him, nothing was made that was made. So everything, anything you see was made by God or allowed men to have the ability to make things. Yeah, so absolutely. It all came through God. So whether it's medicine or it's this, that, and the other, and there you go.
Okay. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. John the Baptist. There is a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Stop. So you just finished verse 8. So we're talking about the light. We're talking about Jesus, and we know he's depicted as light. John the Baptist is the front runner for Jesus, and he came to witness about Christ, and that all people would be led to Jesus through John the Baptizer. Okay, go ahead. Verse 9.
That was the true light, which lightens every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him the power to become the Son of God.
Yeah, I hate to stop you early, but I have to. Go back to verse 10, guys, and just put your pen there and your finger. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, That means he came to his own world and his own people. That means the people that are here, he made. So he made the world, he made the people, he made everything. Everything that's made was made by him. End of discussion. It's not up for debate. So if, watch this. Help me out now. I'm going to go on a soapbox. If God made everything and everything is made by God, and you want to know how to operate, watch me now, and you want to know how to operate in this world and how to lead and love and raise families, shouldn't you read the instruction manual of the creator of the world?
Amen to that.
Who created it, and then he creates it, then he hands you an instruction manual. Here's how you're supposed to raise your family.
Yeah, yes.
Here's how you're supposed to raise your family. And why is everyone running around crazy, wondering, oh, I wonder how we're going to fix the world. How are we going to get the country back to oneness? How are we going to get it back to greatness? How are we going to get the world back to where it's functioning properly, and we're not overrun with illegal aliens? Well, you go back to the handbook. Guys, this isn't hard. Anybody should understand that. Your child should understand that. In order, if they want to know how to work on their computer or do things on, you know, how you take apart a radio or a widget, they go online and ask Google, how do I take apart a radio? Well, if you want to know.
You better go to the Bible.
Yeah, if you want to know how to operate in a world that's gone mad, go back to the person that wrote the manual for the world that you live in.
Absolutely.
I don't know why it's a mystery. I don't know why everybody runs around and acts crazy and does crazy things. Yeah, and Caitlin says you'd be happy. What happens when you become obedient to God? And she says it well, and Michael Tucker said it well too. He said, my life changed when I made church become a priority.
You know,
same with me.
Yeah.
You just have to, when you open up your calendar on your phone, plug in, we're going to church on these days, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, and then plug in your Bible study day, and then work everything around it, because if you're not going to church and you're not studying the Word of God, it don't matter how much you work.
No,
it don't matter how much you make.
You know what matters is eternity.
Okay, I better get off the soapbox. I want to say hello to Nikki and Aaron Eaton. She says same. Go, I think you're in about 10. Go to 11 then, Mike.
Okay, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, and even to them who believed on his name. 13, which were born not of blood.
Keep going.
Nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Salvation is not at all man, but altogether for God, of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us.
All right, stop. So let's not struggle with this anymore. How did you know all this kind of stuff? It says the Word became flesh. That means, all this means is that God became flesh. God became flesh. God could put on whatever he wanted. He put on flesh. He said, I want to be a human being. He sent himself in the form of Jesus to live among us. So go ahead, Mike.
Okay, that kind of refers to the incarnation of God becoming a man.
Yep.
And beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. You want to... The testimony. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, this was he whom I spoke.
Which verse you know?
15.
Okay.
He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and his fullness have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and the truth came by Jesus. Number 18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he was declared him. And this is a record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And I asked him, "What then are you, Elijah?" There's another name for it. Mm-hmm. "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then he said then unto him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to them who sent us?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness."
All right. So actually, he's the evangelist of his time. He's living out in the middle of the woods, and he's walking around, and he's preaching to the people. And he's living a very humble life, and he's going, "Hey, you know, repent, you know, turn to Jesus, and he's coming." And this is where he starts his public ministry, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we find out, excuse me, later that he ends up out in the wilderness for 40 days. So what you need to understand is these people kept going back to John the Baptist and goes, mm-hmm. "Aren't you the Christ? Mm-hmm. Aren't you at least Elijah the prophet?" And he says, no. He said, "I'm the front runner for Jesus. I'm the one that's paving the way to let you know when he comes, you'll be able to identify him, because what I'm speaking about is a prophetic word that God gave me."
Yep.
"So when you see him, you'll remember that I told you, this is what he looks like, this is what he's going to do, and this is how he'll talk, and this is the power that he possesses." So go ahead from there, Mike.
He said, "I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness." This was taken from Isaiah 40, verse 3. "Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." Prophet Isaiah. "And they were sent, were as Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, Why do you baptize then, if you be not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water."
Stop. Talk about it. And I gotta slowly open this gate so Mike don't just flood you with the fire hose. "I'm baptizing you with water." And many preachers do this, and you should do this. This is a commandment from Jesus. He himself, I think if you were to probably read out of Matthew 3, that Jesus would say, I'm going to paraphrase this, we're supposed to do this, you know, because... John kind of battles with him. You are to baptize with water to show that you're confessing your sins before the Lord. It's a baptism of repentance, Mike.
Okay.
It's not a baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's not a baptism for salvation. It is a baptism of repentance. That means I have turned from my sin, and I've turned toward God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't get it confused. Like you have friends, you think if you get baptized, somehow you have entered the kingdom of God. All you're showing is that you're a follower of God. The baptism is the new covenant. Watch this, Mike. Circumcision.
Okay.
Circumcision back in the Old Testament was a sign that you were a believer. The new covenant will be, and you'll watch it to come, it's a sign that you are a follower of Christ. So did I explain that very good?
I think so.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways, go ahead.
So, 27. He it is, who's coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latch I'm not worthy to unloose.
He just means I can't carry his gym bag.
That's it,
doesn't
it?
Verse 28.
These things were done in Barbara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
Stop. Stop. I'm reading some old notes.
Okay.
Center of worship. Okay, stay with me. All right. He is, how do I say this? I wrote this down. John the Baptist has confessed about the lordship of Christ to come.
Mm-hmm.
Then Christ comes.
Right.
Think about this, guys. Think about this. You're talking about it, you're talking about it, you're talking about it, you're talking about it, and all of a sudden, he comes and starts his public ministry. John the Baptist is the one who baptized him. I bet everybody fell out. It would be like when Elvis said, Elvis is in the building, or Elvis is leaving the building. Everybody's waiting for him, he's waiting for him. All of a sudden, he comes, and you know what he says? He says, "Here is the Lamb of God."
Mm-hmm.
Here is the Lamb of God. Here is the Christ that I was talking about. Here's the Messiah I was bragging on. Here's the man that's going to come to set the record straight. Here is the pure, spotless Lamb that's going to save all of mankind from their sin. And they probably, there's no way they could process all that, could they?
No.
When he said the Lamb of God?
Well, you know, with the Lamb of God, proclaims that Jesus is going to sacrifice his life for our sins.
Yeah, you look back, you can read that to come through Exodus, or you can read it through Isaiah, and I'm sure there's a few other spots in there in the Old Testament where you could read that it was going to be a pure, spotless lamb, but nobody would ever believe it was the carpenter's son. Nobody ever believed he would walk around in sandals and right. just walk among people, but he did. To help you and I understand that he is the way, he's the truth and the life. He is the one who finally atoned for all the sin problems that we have. Listen, let's pray this right now and raise your hands. There now is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus.
Mm.
In your name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You need to receive that. So quit beating yourself up over past sin. Quit beating yourself up over, I'm not good enough. Quit beating yourself up over, my thoughts or whatever. Quit beating yourself. There's no condemnation now for those who are in Jesus. You have to receive it and take it in faith that what John the Baptist was talking about finally came to fruition.
Amen to that. So,
Boy, that's powerful.
It is.
Go.
Which takes away the sin of the world. 30. This is he of whom...
Stop. I guess... I'm sorry. He didn't cover like the lambs of the Old Testament cover. Mm. Remember, they had to paint lamb's blood over
right.
the doorpost so the angel of death would come by and wouldn't... So, watch this. The Lamb of God prevents sin from killing you. God, whoo! The blood of the Lamb keeps the angel of death away from your door. The blood, say this with me, the blood of the Lamb keeps the angel of death away from your door. Hashtag that. You probably have never heard that before. The blood of Jesus keeps the angel of death away from your family. Somebody write that down and text that back to me. That's good stuff. The blood of the pure, spotless Lamb, Jesus Christ, keeps the angel of death away from your house, away from your kids, away from your family. Away.
Away.
Away. And then my sins removed, and then I get to reside in heaven with Jesus. The pure, spotless Lamb. John the Baptist says, look, he's the one to take away the sin of the world. I'm excited about that.
Well, sure.
That's what this whole thing in March is about. This is what I've been talking to you about. This is what everybody's buzzing about. Mm-hmm. This is 5 or 6 messages packed in the month of March. It's like no other month on the calendar. Everybody that's a Christian ought to go, March is action-packed. It's power-packed. I'm receiving it. I'm walking in it. I'm getting away from death. I'm getting away from condemnation. I'm free in Jesus. I'm going to celebrate and shout about it.
You better get happy about it.
What John the Baptizer is saying, here's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jump up and down. Shout.
Hey.
Kick up your heels.
Get happy, right?
You'll kill the fatted calf. Put the ring on. Put the robe on. It'll bring your children back.
Mm.
The Lamb of God. Look, it's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Praise Jesus. He's here. Well, thank God my sin won't be counted against me. Thank God there's no condemnation for those who are in Jesus. Oh, hold on for a second. Pastor Pat's making too big of a deal over it. Oh, am I really? Well, good. Then I'll just take you to Hebrews chapter 9. Can we do that?
Yes.
Oh, Pastor Pat's making a big deal out of it. Well, let's see. Let's see what the Apostle Paul says. He's making a big deal out of it. Let's see. Well, let me tell you why I'm making a big deal out of it. In 9:22, follow me. Under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Somebody's got to stop me. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. There ain't nobody that can forgive your sin. Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, Joseph Smith. There ain't no priest, no pastor. No, nobody anywhere can forgive you of your sin the way Jesus can,
and only
will, and has.
Absolutely.
And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And the only blood that was sufficient to remove the sin, no other blood could remove it. It could cover it, but the only blood that was sufficient to remove it was the blood of Jesus Christ.
Man, you're rolling now.
I don't know why anybody can't figure this out. I don't know why any Christian isn't shouting about, hey, we're rolling to Resurrection Sunday. Hey, I finally, Pastor Pat and Mike finally revealed the key that's going to unlock the door to let the glory of the Lord shine not only in my family and our local church, but all across the country.
Yes.
And we're going to be able to identify darkness and evil and tell people about it. They're going to get born again. Get saved, start joining a local church, and we're going to turn the country around. No. Don't get mad at people. Educate them.
Go out and tell someone about Jesus Christ.
Don't get mad at them. Educate them. Don't look at the TV and shake your fist. Oh, I can't believe we have the answer. You have the answer. I can't believe we got 4 million illegal aliens in here, and they're stealing stuff and smashing stuff and killing people and all this. Here's the deal. God tells you what happens, that there's no commonality in light and darkness. These people are evil. They want to take what you got. They want to take what your forefathers have built. They want to take what your uncle and your daddy and your grandpa have died for and take it away from you. It's a bunch of sin, God-mocking, God-hating people that we've allowed in here with a bad agenda. They came into a free nation with a constitution that is made to govern moral people. That's our constitution. That's our proclamation. That's the Declaration of Independence. If you want to be independent, you got to follow this declaration. And this declaration is only sufficient to govern moral people. So if you're immoral, it won't govern you. So if you're immoral and you can't be governed, you can't be here.
You shouldn't be here.
Oh, you probably want me to run for president, and I will. But here's the deal, guys. if a guy like me can figure this stuff out in a matter of 50 minutes, this is low-hanging fruit. Say that my pastor at Bible of Travel educated on us on how to get the country back. Just get you a copy. You can mess around and end up getting saved and have the solution to all your problems in your life. Let me read. That was one verse.
You better.
9:23. Thus it is necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but heavenly things themselves a better sacrifice than these. For Christ has entered not only into the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but in heaven itself now appears in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy place every year with the blood, not his own. For then he would have to suffer repeatedly. So Jesus didn't have to die repeatedly. He died one time since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he appeared once and for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He put it away. And just as it is appointed for a man to die once and after that face judgment. Oh! Unbelievable! You can't get out of it! You can't get out of it. It's appointed for a man to die one time and then face judgment. Uh-oh. This is a close case.
Yes, it is.
This is a close case. I can go anywhere in the Bible and show you this, but I think the Apostle Paul raises it to a new level.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's got to be the blood of the Lamb that keeps the angel of death from your house. Hello. Don't run around and get crazy. Don't run out from your house and get mad at people. Educate them with the Word of God. And if they don't want to be educated, tell them I got to shake the dust off of my feet and move to another city.
That's it, isn't it?
Amen. Let's see what anybody says here. We about to talk ourselves out of time. Jeannie said you can run for president, I'll run for VP. Pastor Pat is on fire. People need to hear it. If it hurts their feelings, give them a tissue. Oh, yeah. Debbie said, do it. Jeannie says, you got my vote. Hallelujah. Jesus will and has Alpha the Omega. Roxanne says, yes. Colleen Wilson says, amen. Get excited. Preach it. Show us power packed for sure. Jimmy Robinson will stop him if he starts lying. Blood of Jesus, on and on. Guys, you can't hide from it.
No,
you can't get away from it. I know you're wanting to read something, so go ahead for a minute or two. Mike's about ready to pop out of his skin. Go ahead.
32, and John bared record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove.
This is a confirmation from heaven, the Spirit, like a dove, resting on God. What does it say? He's the one. Do this. He's the one. You might want to back that thing up. He's the one. He came here to redeem us. He came here to buy us back. He came to shed his blood. And now my sin, our sin, won't be counted against us. There's no more condemnation for those who are in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Resurrection is here.
So Luke recorded as bodily shaped like a dove.
Like a dove.
And Luke, the Holy Spirit, had the spirit body of some nature, and it abode of him. The Spirit coming upon him, single the beginning of his ministry.
I got to say something before we go.
Okay.
I got to say, and I want you to listen to this. Please stay on for one more minute. You see the background? I just noticed this. And this is the truth. And God knows what I'm going to tell you. And it's the truth. After my daughter died, my buddy Rob, who was a St. John police officer, I was riding down Earth City. And I got off my bike and I looked up at the sky and I seen, you see that backdrop? That's exactly what I seen.
Really?
When I looked into the sky. Now listen to me. Listen to me. This is going to give you goosebumps. I got off. I've never done this before. I was on my choppers riding down through Earth City. I got off my bike, and I looked up into the sky. And that's exactly what I seen. The cross wasn't there, but that was the golden, circle or open cave type thing that I seen in the sky. You're not going to, listen to this. I got off my bike and I grabbed my phone. It was my buddy, Rob Colbert, who's already in glory. And he texted me. He said, did you look up in the sky? And I looked at it. I said, I've already did it. This is a true story. And that's what I seen.
Yeah.
And what God told me, it was the most calming, beautiful sensation I have ever felt since I've been a Christian. Wow. I looked up in there and God said, and I told everybody, I said, I'm going to tell you something, guys. I don't know that I seen into heaven, but I seen what I see in our backdrop right now. I didn't even recognize that till right now. So this is the Spirit of God moving in this show. God is real.
Absolutely.
God is real. And I may be able to dig that text up. I mean, it was like a long time ago. But Rob texted me that. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. Heaven is going to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to be wonderful for your family unless they get born again. And let's just be frank. If some of them people in your family are going to get born again, it's probably going to be because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you praying for them or are you asking God to put somebody in their path? Yes. Mike, would you pray that somebody gets in the path of the lost today and tells them about the love of Jesus?
Yes, I will. Dear Heavenly Father, we'd just like to thank you for doing everything you've done in our lives. We'd like to thank you for all the healing that's going on right now throughout our church and
healing
throughout the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you're the man. You're the one that can take care of us, who looked after us, who's always with us. We ask you continue to bless us and keep us on the right path. And we also like to thank you for everything you continuously do in our lives. And we love you and we need you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. Oh, better than anything I could ever imagine. And that's a true story right there, guys. So you're getting that firsthand. So if you really want to know what heaven's going to be like, just remember what I told you on this day. That's exactly what I seen.
Mm-hmm.
Right up into the sky. I've never seen it before. I've never seen it again. But this is a reminder of what I seen some, whatever it was, 20 years ago or whatever.
Wow.
And that's the glory of God. And I'm not saying that I seen the glory of God, but I seen what it's like to feel the peace of heaven. And it is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, it is.
Jason Hug, we love you. You and Lori and everybody up in Iowa. You're probably colder than we are, but it's warm in the arms of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
And we're headed there. The journey to the cross continues all the month of March.
May, yeah.
6 action-packed sermons.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you're there. Remember 2 things. Jesus loves you and I love you.
Have a great day in the Lord.
Have a great day in the Lord.